Welcome to the Cat Attack podcast for another pandemic week. There's one game's rolling into another. I'm unsure what year we are actually in. I'm in the old little vehicle that they had on, what was that show? Back to the Future, I think. But
you're in the DeLorean.
I am. It's Ben Casanilli with. That's the voice of Tom King across the way from me. It's Kerr's Hire style here.
We are 1.5 metres away.
Yeah, we're actually further than that, Kingy.
Thank God.
1.77. I just measured it before.
Did you really?
Yeah, I have a tape measure. I'll bring it, take it with me. And if anybody gets in my vicinity, I tape measure them. So
I would reckon you're one of those people who wouldn't like people in your personal space in the first place, and 1.5 metres would suit you.
Yeah, it sort of does. Depends. Depends who it is.
Because you don't like people sometimes.
No, I don't really. I get a bit grumpy.
You don't suffer fools.
No, I can get a bit grumpy at times, but no, we all do.
Really?
We all do at times, don't we?
I've never seen you grumpy.
No, I'm not too bad. Come on, I'm not grumpy like Dangerous Dave, our technician on footy nights. He's a grumpster. But
But he's been doing it for 28 years. He's allowed to be grumpy.
I just don't. Yeah, I do get grumpy, but everyone does.
You get grumpy with the Cats.
No, I don't. I thought that was a really good... I get grumpy with some of the selections, and I get grumpy with the coach.
Yes. Although, what? You? You don't...
Do you have to say, though, I thought that he coached really well on Saturday night, and it was a good effort by the Cats. So they gave their all.
Let me just mark that down. That is Wednesday, Tuesday, August
4. As I've said so many times, I've never criticised the coach's coaching ability. Ever.
He can coach.
Ever.
Yeah.
I've criticised his capacity to do other things. Man management is one of them. So, and I don't think I've been off the mark. Do you reckon I've been off the mark?
I think you take it to the nth degree.
Yeah.
In terms of, I don't know. I've spent more time at, and this is no knock on you because of what you do for work, but I've spent more time at training and around the club. And yes, there has been concession that he's, and Brian Cook's even conceded this, that Chris's work with the younger group could be better. But I don't think it's as bad as sometimes you think it may be. So I don't disagree with you, but I don't think it's as...
clearly the players are playing for the coach. I hate that term, but... Yeah, clearly they're playing well and they're playing Australia. And I thought he coached really well against the West Coast Eagles in terms of taking away their strength. And Geelong had a plan and they executed. They didn't win, but it was a good effort. They just had probably, if you look back on it, a poorish third quarter where the flow of the game was completely against them. And but look, it was a good effort.
Well, that's going to happen in footy. There's going to be times where you just can't get the game back on your terms. No matter how hard you try and how good you are, if a team's got its tail up, like West Coast, in front of 25,000 spectators, all the momentum with them, sometimes you just can't get it back, no matter how hard you try. The thing that hurt, though, and he was playing game 34 or 35,
Big Sav.
Well, Sava. Wow.
Two skill errors were pretty
you
average. Take
and they both turn into goals. You turn them around and guess what? Geelong win the game.
Yeah. I mean, it's easy to say that. There's all sorts of, Cam Guthrie took that screamer and then decided to play on.
He had vertigo still though, Ben.
Yeah, well, obviously.
It was a fair grab.
Big Tommy Hawkins must have been on the burst, I reckon.
Yep.
And he's always lit up. And anyway, look, that you could pick moments in that. Yeah, look, Radigalia's moments weren't great. And I said it on Saturday night. I said, look, that... For someone like Radigalia, who's still learning the caper, he's a big boy, don't wheel back and try that sort of potentially slightly risky kick to keep possession.
Go down the line.
Yeah, unless it's absolutely on.
Yep.
Don't just fall into the trap that everybody else is going short, I've got to go short. Yeah. Just play within your limitations.
Unless you're Mitch Duncan or Tom Hawkins,
he hit that
pass.
Yeah, and the kick he did to miss Constable... Hmm. Was just wide of him, And the handball he did was just way too hard. It went directly over his head.
Yep.
It was in the right direction, but it was just too hard. He doesn't have that touch. So just
was
play.
Was it Constable he went after both times?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The kick and the handball.
And then you pick the player who's probably the slowest to react in the Geelong side.
Well, he's easy guy. He's got quick hands.
No, but in terms of his body being...
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, no, it wouldn't have mattered. The handball went over his head 7 metres
but
over
but
the back.
But it probably further exacerbates it.
Yeah, look, maybe.
But you haven't got Miss Gary Rowan who can go bang on a dime and...
Get back to it. Well, I don't think anyone was getting back to the handball.
No.
The kick, maybe.
But it looks worse because it's...
Yeah, potentially. It would just play within your limitations. Know that that's not your go.
No.
And if you're a teammate, don't call for the ball.
Yep.
Unless, you know, the guy's 35 metres in space by himself. Mm. Don't do it. But anyway, look, it's... people have been howling down Big Sav and... I don't know. Look, Yeah.
If Geelong can bring that...
If I had Nick Nat Nui, he'd be the flag favourite.
That effort is... If Geelong brings that effort every week, they don't get beat.
No. I reckon this week's a danger game.
Yeah.
Wednesday night's a danger game.
Against North?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're unpredictable.
Well, they are, and there's expectation Geelong go in and win.
Yep.
Mindset perhaps a bit different. Flying from Perth to Brisbane, there's just a few factors.
But every game's a danger game, isn't it?
It is a danger game, but this is a game that if Geelong are going to finish where they'd like to finish, this is the game they need to win.
Yep.
They've got to find a way to win this. And I just, North got their tails up a little bit by
Adelaide.
Yeah, which is, Adelaide obviously haven't won a game, but still they got their confidence up. They got some confidence in the players. And, you know, I don't know, does Cunnington come back?
I don't think so.
Azeeble?
No.
And will they bring back Ben Brown?
Potentially, but gee, that.
Well, they've had a big win, so they may not.
Not, no.
Which means then if they don't do that, Harry Taylor out?
Yep, Henderson can go back. Probably blitz after Dorr.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about too much about him.
Henderson to Larky.
Yeah, Kolodziejczyk to Larky. Kolodziejczyk to Larky.
Or Kolodziejczyk to Zerha.
Yeah, potentially, yeah. Don't mind that.
100 games for Jake Kolodziejczyk.
No goals.
joins Bruce Morrison and Gary Malarkey in the 100 games, no goals.
Yeah, 100 games. Look, he'll play 200 plus for the Cats.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's a solid player. People were criticising him after the Collingwood game. Oh, no good. You know. Wow, come on. You got to be better than that.
That's from people who are looking for easy targets.
No, but even though I had a couple of friends who I classify as normal.
No, but yeah, but they're looking for easy targets.
Yeah, they're someone to blame.
Yeah, so you go. Oh, well, it's easy to blame Collar because, you know, he doesn't give us a lot offensively. You know, he's just a dour defender. So you can easily pick on one of those people rather than, Dangerfield was no good. Well, Dangerfield against Fremantle was basically nowhere to be seen. Caleb Sarong did a number on him.
Yeah. Well, and Alec Yeo did a number on him in the third quarter.
Yeah.
I just refused to defend him. Mm. I talk about Nat Nui, but Yeo was a bigger reason why they got back into that game.
Yeah.
And Dangerfield was on him.
Yeah.
For a majority of that third quarter.
Is this why you're pushing for Danger to spend some more time for
him? Because
it can't be, it doesn't look as, and you would suspect too, as he gets further into his career, it becomes more exacerbated.
It's just not in his makeup to defend, and that's not fine. But that's the way he plays.
Mm. You have to cop the fact that 98% of his game is very, very good.
Yeah,
and the 2% that let him down are his defensive efforts and sometimes his set shot goal kicking.
Oh, and he's just
his field kicking. Yeah,
yeah, but his inability to defend when he needs to. One of the problems when you're playing on somebody like a Yeo, because often if they decide to sort of tag Dangerfield with someone, I'd love to see the stats of how many possessions the players on Dangerfield are getting when they're on him. Now, no doubt you could.
You've got to break that right down.
I'm sure you'd be able to get it though. Yeah. Champion Data would do that if you had the package that allowed you to see those sorts of stats, which is. Someone like Yeo can be really damaging going the other way.
Mm.
He has an ability to sort of defend a bit and then run off and be a creative player, particularly around stoppage or whatever it is. That really hurt the Cats. He was huge in the third quarter. But look, it was a good effort. Menegola played well again. He had a quiet third quarter.
Yep. But he wasn't
apart from that was great. Guthrie the same, played well, quiet third quarter. Duncan had a good game. Henderson played quite well. I think Close did some good things.
I think Lockie Henderson still got something to offer.
Yeah, he was okay.
Because he's got a good footy brain.
Yeah, he has. He's smart. You just got to find the right matchup for him. Yep. You don't want somebody who's super agile and can run him around.
But you also want him to have as, the minimal impact forward of that sort of medium to tall size. So, because he's actually very good at getting across as that extra number.
Yeah, he reads the ball well.
Yeah.
And he's quite a good mark and his skill level's pretty good. And yeah, look, I agree with you. I thought he was you know, solid.
I would almost argue he is, and nothing against Harry Taylor, but right now Henderson is a better option than Harry Taylor.
Well, I don't think you can have Blitzarves, Henderson and Taylor all playing in the one team. That's the problem.
But if you had to go one over the other, I'd actually think Henderson is the better option.
Yeah, you might be right. You might be right, especially after Harry Taylor got that hairdo. What was going on there?
So do you want to know what? That was his Kris Kringle from their Christmas in July.
Right.
From Mark Blitzarves.
To do his hair.
And so he got hair dye and he thought, well, it's been given to him, you might as well use it.
Goodness.
Apparently didn't go down well at home.
The hub's really getting to big hazmat, isn't it? He's in a world of hurt.
Wow.
When you're getting a little bit of the number 74 on your cranium.
Because he's just starting to go a bit salt and pepper.
Yeah, he's a little bit sort of pan-fried sort of arrangement. Anyway, it was good from the Cats, but they've got to butter up, and this is a bit of a concern.
Skipper's back.
Definitely, 100%.
Oh.
Who else is in? You're telling me Stanley's in?
Yeah, so it'll be the Skipper, Stanley, and Ackland. Well, no, this is... So Chris Scott's faced the media Tuesday morning.
Yep.
And basically all but confirmed that Stanley, Selwood, Atkins back into the side. You lose Constable.
Injured. Or concussed.
Custing it. Jack Stephen is in the mix. Quinton Narkle will probably be St Kilda on Monday.
Yeah. Cockatoo, St Kilda on Monday?
No, Cockatoo won't be in this group of games. So I suspect...
Did he rule him out already?
But he will
What do you mean? Which group are we talking about?
Till Port Adelaide next Friday.
So he won't be in the next two games?
No.
Do you reckon they unwind
next
him
three,
again?
Sorry, next three. He'll be the first game after Port Adelaide.
Which is who?
We don't know. It's around 13. We haven't got that.
So that could be in 3 months.
I think we'll get footy away. Are you worried that we won't get beyond round 12?
Well, it's closing in.
It is closing in.
Yeah.
If players' wives keep going to beauty salons, we're in trouble.
Yeah, but
what did you make of the farcical situation at AFL House where they stand down a journo for reporting the facts?
But they're not journos. That's what they claim, the AFL claimed. That they weren't journos.
Well, he is.
They were content providers, weren't they? Isn't that what they... That's how they tried to... There's been an uproar within AFL circles for a long time about how they're paid and how they're classified.
So are they classified... Are they under the Media Entertainment Arts Alliance, which looks after the Journalists Award, or are they under something else?
Well, you'd hope they're under that.
Well, you would.
But I know that there was... It's been ongoing for quite a number of years about how they're classified.
Yep.
But I mean, isn't it funny? Even the weight of public opinion ends up catching up with the AFL.
Mm,
yeah. So they had to reverse their decision.
This was a PR disaster. But they still made Mitch say that he was in the wrong.
Yeah. Look, I'm not disappointed. I'm not involved in all that sort of hubba-balooba anymore. I don't. It puts me off. Yeah. To be honest with you. But
I just like
coming to watch the footy.
Read
and
the stats.
Assessing the footy.
Call the game.
Yeah, and have some fun and let's not... But all this, you know, all this got to be first. With it. I'm not saying Mitch had to be first, but all this whole theory that you got to be first is exacerbated by social media, which is first, which is, you know, and it creates a whole set of issues. And then you've got to have either that or you've got to have the most out there opinion to get yourself... noticed, and then you've got to have the balls to actually be able to stand up to that opinion because people are going to come for you.
Mm.
You know, I just, that tires me out.
Because it would have been great to have been probably a newspaper journo 30 or 40 years ago where you could develop a story, sit on an exclusive and know nobody else knew about it and legitimately write a good yarn.
100%. Those days are gone, done and dusted.
Yeah, Facebook, well, not even Facebook, it's probably more Twitter has ruined that.
Yeah.
Like the
any one of your grams.
Yeah.
How many grams are there? I don't do all that one. But
no, it's only Insta.
Instagram and
no, it's not
kilogram is there. What's that one?
You're on TikTok, aren't you?
No. I've never done a TikTok. The day I do a TikTok is the day you just wheel me out in a big box. I'm not doing that. Simple as that.
So the Kangaroos, what are their strengths? That's why I think Geelong win this comfortably.
If they have a crack, they make you beat them.
Yep.
If you pressure them, I don't know that their skill level's that good.
No.
Overall, they got some... I mean, Shawnee Higgins, K-Rock's own, is obviously a skillful player.
Haven't heard from Sean for a while.
No.
He started showing up on somebody else's radio station.
Has he?
I'm not happy about that, no.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's disappointing.
I'll have to text him, saying, look, I texted the coach of the Dockers yesterday just to suggest I heard him on the radio, and he did fail to mention K-Rock, and he'd forgot where...
We have been very good to him over the journey.
Yeah. No, we had a bit of a joke, and he was in quite a jovial mood. So, but North are just one of those teams that, well, if they're up and about, if you...
You don't want to give them momentum.
No, and that's all my point. They're a little bit up and about now after a win. They've had six losses in a row. They've got a really good ruckman who can really control games and dominate games in a different fashion than Nat Nui. I mean, he'll win a few taps, but he can get it 25 times around the ground, Goldstein.
But also in the centre square, this is where Geelong have to take a defensive mindset.
They won't.
Into the...
They're not going to start now.
Well,
they never do.
Well, they'll have to, against a Goldstein. They do definitely.
Well,
wouldn't they
have done as Nat Nui?
Well, I would have thought.
Geelong I don't know. I just got this. I hope I'm wrong. Maybe I'm a bit pessimistic, but I just got this feeling that North are going to really take it up to the Cats, and they're going to have to find a way to. They've had two hard games or three difficult games. Wet weather, you know, beaten by Collingwood,
and then a frenetic game.
And the Collingwood game was a tough game.
Yep.
Yeah, they only pulled away from them late.
Yep.
You know, wet conditions and then a really good effort against the West Coast Eagles, which probably zaps you a little bit mentally.
Yep.
Then you've got the travel, short backup, you know, new players potentially coming into the team. It's just got a bit of a sniff about
it. So the Cats are 5-4, Benny, and they've got North Melbourne, where it's got a bit of a sniff. Then you've got St Kilda, top four.
That's a big game, that
and
one.
And Port Adelaide are on top of the ladder.
Where's Port Adelaide being played?
At Metricon.
Yeah, that helps. Look, they probably need to go 2-1 in the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, so they come out of that, then that makes them 7-5.
But look, I'll ask you this question. Do you reckon the Cats win the flag?
No.
Neither do I. So...
But they're not winning it, but I won't rule out the fact that they can.
Yeah, I agree. Everything would have to go right. Yeah, you're probably right.
Because they've still got in their last... 6 or 5 to play. Sydney.
Yeah. Adelaide.
Adelaide.
Yeah.
The Bulldogs.
Yeah, well, the Bulldogs aren't no bunnies, but yeah.
But they're not going
no,
great.
No, that's winnable, yeah.
Essendon.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of the other club they haven't played. He's off the top of my head. Richmond.
Yeah, that's a tough one. It's a crucial... If they could go 3-0 this next three games, which is probably unlikely, with the way the hub's going.
If they're 3-0 through this and they're 8-4, then they're looking at top four.
Yeah, and then you think, well, okay. So you sort of... I know it's...
You've got to finish top four because the talk is there will be no gap.
Yeah.
Between...
This is why the 3 weeks now, and I know every game's crucial, but if Geelong could steal themselves for 3 wins...
Yeah.
Against teams where, okay, expect a win this week against on Wednesday night. St Kilda is a 50-50 game, but if Geelong play well, like they did against West Coast, you would think that is enough to get over St Kilda.
Yep.
And then they've got Port Adelaide. And I think a good effort from Geelong can beat Port Adelaide.
Do you know what they've got against St Kilda and Port Adelaide that they're not overly concerned about? A dominant ruckman on the opposition.
Yeah, well, St Kilda have.
In Marshall
and Ryder.
But he's not... They're not... Goldstein, Gorn, Nat Nui.
No, but they... Do you know what? This is... But, geez, Marshall's pretty good.
He is.
Geez, he's on the up.
Yeah,
he's
absolutely.
Closing the gap on
but
some of those
But I think Stanley can look after him, and I think he can look after Laddams.
Yeah.
Because
Laddams is probably not likely to get a whole heap of it. He's still a very...
Laddams?
Yeah.
Laddams averages around 18 possessions a game.
Yeah, does he?
Yeah.
They're not killer possessions, though. He's not taking hangers around the ground.
He gets two good spots to link up.
He's
got a good tank.
Is he a good palmer?
He's not as good a palmer as Nick Nat.
Love to be a good palmer. Hawkins plays well is crucial for the Cats. When he plays well, they're very hard to beat.
I don't know what his numbers were last night. His 3 games this year, he's had 21, 20, and 13.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's still 3 weeks. That's still 3 games away. So let's worry about this week.
Well, it's only 10 days away, that game.
Yeah, it's not far away.
They've got to play 2 games in between.
For me, I just got a bit of a sniff about this Monday.
I think that Wednesday.
Oh, sorry, Wednesday.
How are you going?
It's Monday. Oh, no, today's Tuesday.
Today's Tuesday.
Okay, yeah. So... But so they've got to find a way, the Cats, because this is a crucial part of the season that could set them up.
Yep.
I mean, I was thinking
2-1.
I was thinking at three-quarter time, Geelong could have beaten West Coast.
Oh, that's huge. That
would have been massive.
That would have made them 6-3.
Yes, that would have been an enormous victory. The other side of the coin is if they go 1-2 in this period, they're right back in the ruck.
And then they're back to 6-6.
And it becomes a struggle. They're probably unlikely to finish top four.
Yeah, then they just slide into the bottom half of the 8-10, at best.
Yep, and then they're...
I don't think they miss, because in the end, I think there are 10 sides that aren't as good as Geelong.
Yeah.
But like the Carlton loss.
That hurts. And then if you're finishing 7th or 8th,
you need
You like that person in the long sort of wide shot just off to the left who's just sort of happy to be there. What's going on there, Kingy?
Neildy's trying to ring me.
Oh, is he? You know, he'd be trying to negotiate a pay rise for something. I would have thought.
He's feeding us tomorrow.
Is he?
How good was Parker's last week?
Yeah, that was nice, actually. Yeah, did enjoy a little bit of that. And then a little bit of the there was sort of some solid onion in the arrangement. And
Subway's been good too.
What else have we got, Kingy? Have we got any?
Well, there's not much else to talk about, to be honest.
Footy's coming and going so quickly, isn't
it? Yeah, Narkle hopefully next week back.
What about James Kelly loving his lawn?
Yes.
So we had James Kelly on the pregame on whatever night.
He was on Friday night, the Essendon assistant coach.
And
former Cat.
He loves his lawn, apparently. And they're staying at a golf club. And I asked him how they were looking after their lawn at the golf club there. Mm. And he actually got quite animated about, they're doing this and I've been watching them do this blowering thing and it's been quite extraordinary. The grass is magnificent. And then I just let his ties right down by telling him that his lawn at home here, because he still lives in Geelong, has gone completely yellow. And it's fair to say, King, he was flat, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Like, he was like, I'm not jokingly flat, he was flat.
Yep.
So he's trying to lift himself up, and we'd hear the story, the great story too, from when did we last do this?
Not before the Nathan Ablett pumpkin in the...
So have we told that one?
I don't have... Oh, I'm not sure.
No, I think we told... Did we tell the pool one? No, the pool one might have been second.
Yeah.
We told the pumpkin one, didn't we?
I think I'm not sure. Anyway, the pumpkin was that Nathan Ablett put a pumpkin in the urn at the footy club.
To cook it. To cook his vegetables. And then when one of the assistant coaches went to get a cup of tea.
Well, no, apparently it was Barmy. So in the end it started as Brenton Sanderson, but I believe it moved on to Barmy as being the person. And it came out a little bit orange sludge. And as a result, Nathan walks in and goes, oh, don't mind me, just give me pumpkin out.
He's got his pumpkin in the urn. That's just outrageous.
And then there wasn't one who was holding his breath underwater, because Tom Lonergan could hold his breath for more than 3 minutes and Nathan Ablett couldn't do it for long. And we don't recommend you do this at home, kids. Nathan was found down at the club one night under the water,
attempting to try and get his time out to something close to 3 minutes, and he got a minute. But he'd put a chair in there, and he was sitting on a chair in the bottom of the pool, holding his breath.
Yeah. So, one of many great Nathan Ablett stories. We're very busy on Carrick Footy. You and I, we're 4 o'clock on Wednesday.
Yeah, that's extraordinary.
4 o'clock. They talk about, we'll play anywhere, anytime. Well, guess what? Carrick football, anywhere, anytime. 4 o'clock Wednesday, first of 6 consecutive games. The good thing is the Cats bookend those 6 games.
Yes. So two of the 6 will be Cats.
Then we do St Kilda Gold Coast, Essendon GWS.
Yep.
Brisbane and the Bulldogs.
That'll be all right.
West Coast and Carlton.
Yeah, that'll be okay.
And then Monday, Geelong and St Kilda.
That'll be a good game.
Yep.
That'll be... Geelong just got to find a way. I'm just... The first quarter, I reckon, will be crucial against North.
Mm.
Just to see how the Cats are.
Yep.
Get off to a good start. Put North on the back foot. You don't want to give North half a sniff.
No.
As you said, they'll be hard to beat if you give them a sniff.
I reckon the skipper not playing against the Eagles as much... Maybe it might have been the difference between 4 points or not. I just reckon him not playing, he'll hit the ground running, 20 days off, ready to go, and he'll just lead by example and go, all right, boys, this is the way we play tonight. You play with my intensity.
Surely Jack Stevens not coming back in.
Well, he's either this week or next week.
Why?
I wonder if they roll him back for
this. Surely Narkle's ahead of Jack Stevens.
Depends on whether Narkle's ready or not.
Is Narkle not ready this week?
No, it'll be next week.
As in next week is in St Kilda?
As in Monday, yeah.
Surely he's got to be ahead of Jack Stevens. Would you have Narkle ahead of Jack Stevens?
Yes, I would.
Yeah, okay. Would you have Constable ahead of Jack Stevens?
Yes, I would right now.
Would you have Mitch Duncan ahead of Jack Stevens? Would you have Brandon Parfitt ahead of Jack Stevens?
Yes.
Yeah. Would you have Sam Manigola ahead of Jack Stevens?
Yes.
Yeah. Would you have...
Based on current exposed form, yes. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, Jack Stevens. But how does Jack Stevens...
So where do you play Jack Stevens?
Well, in the scratch match.
Yeah, that's perfect for him.
Anyway, Benny.
All right.
Can we go?
Righty-o. Good luck. We'll see you tomorrow night, front and square, 4 o'clock for the Cats.
Kurz Hire, Geelong's official Wacker Noisa dealer. North Geelong, Grovedale and Ocean Grove. Kurz Hire.